Hi. We are so excited to welcome you to Gather to Scatter. We are Jordan, Mariah, and Rachel, three friends who love to talk about Jesus. In these next few episodes, we're going back to basics as we consider the gospel, the context of scripture, prayer, and more. Today, we're actually going to get into the topic of the gospel and what it means when someone asks, what is the gospel? We must gather well to scatter well. We'll laugh, we'll cry, we'll definitely be weird. But our hope is that we will encourage you to scatter well alongside us with a solid foundation on scripture.
Yeah.
So a new segment that we're going to start doing that I am very excited about is we're at the beginning of each episode, we're going to do a random question and it will be picked that week by the host and not shared with the other two people ahead of time. So today I get to go.
We don't know what she's about to do. I'm excited. I'm scared. Yes.
Okay. What, so I had a random thought the other day.
Okay.
It's not a shower thought, but it was a car thought.
And car I was thought. Actually, those are good too.
Yeah. It was actually, I was in the car with you when this happened.
And you didn't even ask me.
Oh no. I said, oh, and then I said, oh wait, I'm going to use that as a question.
I remember this moment.
Yes, yes.
I didn't put it together.
This is that. This
and
is
you
that.
Didn't ask
she didn't
about
ask
that.
The question.
I was like, yeah, okay.
She said, and moving right along. Okay, so you know how we all have such short tempers when it comes to being on the road?
Oh, yeah.
Whereas, like, road rage
whatever.
Is real.
No, whatever.
You're shaking your head.
What? Georgia drivers are the best drivers I've ever driven around.
Do you think when people drove horse and buggies that they had road rage?
I really hope so.
Do you think they're like cutting each other off in their horse and buggy?
I hope so. If for no other reason, they could hear each other because I am in the safety of my car. Like, yes. Man, what are you doing? Get out of this lane. You are going under the speed limit
on a
horse.
Oh my
going around
gosh.
Them. Brother, yeah. What you doing? Yeah.
And I literally will do the thing where, like, if someone is driving and I don't like the way they're driving, I'm like pulling up beside them and like looking.
You look?
I always look.
You don't
look? I always
look. I don't look?
I need to know.
It'll make me more frustrated.
No, I need to know who they are.
Yes.
I need to know. Because if it is.
I don't want to know.
If it's old, sweet man. Okay. All right. He's lived a good life.
You don't know.
I don't know that. That's the point. I need to know. I need to see who they are. Because if it's like.
No.
If it's like a chick who's
I'm
like
I can't
age,
look at you. Oh, I gotta hold my fury in.
Oh, I.
Especially when
I like rubber neck.
When they have their phones in their hand too.
Oh. I'm like, oh yeah, that's bad. That's bad. Well, and a lot of times you can see from behind.
Yeah.
Like when you're not tailgating because you're driving safely. But obviously. When you are driving and you see the person and like from behind you see it's up here.
Yeah.
Like you're not even
pretending.
Yeah. Right.
Wow.
Wait, good question.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Good question.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Kicking off strong.
Yeah, you are. That was really funny.
Yeah.
I'm literally just seeing like horse races in my head right now though, because I feel like if the horse, you know, were to like see the other horses like coming up on
oh
them,
my
the
gosh.
Horse would have some like inclination to be like, okay,
let's go, bro.
Where are you going?
Gosh.
I'm coming.
You know when you like get to like a stoplight and like some kid like revs his engine at you? Do you think the horses are like pawing at the ground?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, I do. Kicking up the dirt.
They're ready.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Wow. Yeah.
That's funny.
It was so good. I was like, I am using this.
But they didn't have, obviously, indicators on these. So, like, not that anyone uses them anyway.
I was like, into what?
Horses, but, like,
blinkers.
They use their hand, like, pumping over. Or, like, did they just not pass?
Maybe that's where these came from.
I have no idea.
The arm things?
Yeah.
The
when you're on, like, a motorcycle.
You're going right and the left when you're going left.
Yep.
Wow. What a fun thought.
I know.
Right,
I was
well.
Just like, oh. Did they?
Maybe.
I'd love to think about
That's
it.
That's funny. That's really funny. Road rage is.
Mm-hmm. It's a real thing.
It's unfortunate.
No one in this room struggles with it.
Wait,
no.
Can I actually keep going on that really quick?
Yeah.
I was in the car with my brother last weekend, and I was telling him, I'm like, this was the worst drive up to my house, because you guys know that one highway.
Mm-hmm.
It's stoplights.
Yeah.
It happens. So it's the worst. So it's already the worst. I already hate driving there. But this in particular morning, I swear I yelled at these people in my car, in the comfort of my car. They had no idea. They didn't know I was even upset with them. Whatever.
No.
They went on their merry ways. But I, on the other hand, am fuming in my car. So I told him, I was like, this is one of the worst drives in the 2 years that I've been driving here. And he looks at me and he goes, have you been praying for patience recently? crash pad.
Oh, no. Let me tell you, though. Let me tell you, that's a trap. That's a straight-up trap because I have been praying for patients, and the Lord has been providing opportunities. Let me tell you, it is terrible.
Mitchell, I didn't even think that yeah. you would show it to me in my freaking car.
In driving?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, I have. Yeah. I pray for that a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was a fun one.
Yeah. It's good. Hope you liked the new segment. We're going to be doing it every week. So, what is the gospel? That is what we're talking about today.
Yeah.
So, what is it?
How about, before we talk about what the gospel is.
All right.
Can I throw something out there?
Yeah.
Let's talk about what it isn't. So, we compiled a little list of what the gospel is not, containing some popular opinions about what the gospel is not, along with some, well, I guess they're really all popular opinions about what the gospel is not, right?
Yeah.
However, some just have some scripture as to where maybe said popular opinions stem from.
Sure. Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Let's get into it. So the gospel is not just something that Christian people believe one day.
Yeah.
And forget about the next.
Mm-hmm.
Or simply grow past it.
You can't
grow past it.
No.
You can only go in it.
Yeah, that is such, that point alone is so deep to me because it's, we always feel like, okay, I have grown and I'm matured and I don't need to go over this again. We always want to be advanced. We never want to think we're beginners. But the gospel is something that everyone needs every day. It's not just for people who haven't come to faith yet. It's for people who are struggling to put their sin to death every day. We need to preach the gospel to ourselves daily.
Yeah. One of the best book recommendations that I have ever had, it's called The Gospel Primer.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It is thin, but if you can consistently be going through that and reminding yourself, it changes every part of your day. If you are consistently living in the truth of what the gospel is and not opinions, like we're talking about, not like parts of scripture that, yeah, that's true, but you're not quite hitting it.
Yeah.
If we can do that for ourselves, it changes us from the inside out. We have to have it every day.
Mm-hmm.
And imagine, I feel like too, when we think that we've learned it, we don't, or we studied it, we don't need to go back through it, then we're limiting our wisdom and we're limiting like how much more we can learn. Because if you're thinking like, oh no, I've already read that book, then you're not open to learning more,
right? Yeah.
Because you're gonna catch different things every single time, and we're really learning that.
Oh my gosh,
the Bible in 90 days right now.
Yeah
Even just our meeting yesterday, it was like
Genesis. I'm like, whoa. Look at these little secrets. These hidden gems.
Goodness gracious.
Oh my gosh, it's amazing.
And that's the other thing too, is like you do forget.
Oh, yeah.
No, or like you become so accustomed to it, it's just so normal that you forget to marvel at the gospel. Like communion, baptism. I want that to bring me to tears every single time.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be so moved by my sin and what God has done for me that it literally moves me to tears. Because he deserves so much more than that.
Yeah.
And we just get kind of callous to it.
Well, it's because, I mean, it goes back to, like, we think we're better than we are. And so the gospel tells us that we are not.
Mm-hmm.
And so we fall back into, oh, I'm good, I'm fine. And we lose sight of how much God has done for us by redeeming us when we were not worthy.
Mm-hmm.
Whew. Well, man. There you go.
Point one.
Point one.
What else you got, Mo?
Let's see here. So the gospel is not just simply good advice.
Yeah.
It's also not something we pay attention to only, or frankly, I guess we do. We definitely sometimes pay attention to it when things are tough.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the baseline. I feel like that was definitely something that I thought the Bible held for me when I was not following Jesus.
Yeah.
Is I thought that people would turn to this book in a time of need.
Mm-hmm.
And
like a magic eight ball.
Yeah.
Truly. And since following Jesus and since building that relationship, I've learned that it's so much more. And I don't know where that stemmed from, honestly. Mm. Like, I don't even know where I got that idea in my mind. So I wonder.
Yeah. The idea that it was just a good place to go for advice.
Yeah.
Because that's such a popular belief in our culture now. Oh, Jesus was a good teacher who taught you how to live your life well so that you can be happy and experience life in a good way and be healthy, wealthy, and wise and all of that.
Yeah.
So it's a common, common world advice. Mm.
It's a silly world.
I know.
Silly world.
So what else? It is not something we use to scare people into salvation.
Mm-hmm. Why are you laughing?
Well, this is my show notes here.
Yep.
There's a little note. Mm. Turn or burn theology.
Yeah. Tell us about that.
It's called Turn or Burn theology. So it's funny. Oh my God. This theology. It's
pretty heated.
Yeah, it's you either turn or you burn.
Oh, and that's good.
And that's it.
That's it.
Yeah,
that's
all you got it.
So I didn't write that one, and I don't know what that is. Okay, so someone.
Yeah. So. When I was in, I mean, other times too, but I most distinctly remember people who kind of lived in this realm of turn or burn theology. And it was like, if you die tonight, are you going to go to heaven? Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, that's a good question. But like, if I know nothing about God other than if I died tonight without praying some sort of prayer or acknowledging something wrong about me, then I'm going to hell. I'm not really attracted to that God, you know? Like, I'm not attracted to that. That is just scaring someone into praying a prayer. And praying a prayer doesn't save you.
Mm-hmm.
Faith in Jesus saves you.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would see literally, like, people downtown when I was in college, they would have the big megaphones and the big signs and the Bible, mm-hmm. like, telling people, like, you're sinning. You're doing these things. And it's like, they weren't wrong. Like, underage people drinking, getting drunk, doing the things that you shouldn't be doing while you're living for the world.
Mm-hmm.
He was right. Like, they were sinning. Like, this is true. But that's not loving. Mm-hmm. That's not inviting someone into a relationship with Jesus. That's saying, you're going to hell. Let me help you out with a get out of free card.
Yeah.
Get out of hell free card. Like,
well, and that's Jordan, I've told you all the time. I'm pretty sure I've told you, now, but the verse my mom always tells me is, if you have all of the knowledge of Solomon and have not love, you are nothing but a clanging gong. Mm-hmm. And so it's, yeah, what they're saying is right. Like, these people are sinning. They are in the world. They are not obeying what the Lord has commanded.
Yeah.
But it is not said in love.
Mm-mm.
And therefore, they are a clanging gong.
It's set in judgment.
Yeah.
Only judgment.
And scripture does say that the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. And I want to clarify that, because fear in that context, mm-hmm. and we'll talk about context next week, but it is more of an awe and a respect.
Yeah.
The story of Rahab, the prostitute who saved the spies in the Old Testament with Joshua, when she was talking about the God of Israel, the only thing that she knew about the God of Israel was that he destroyed nations,
yeah.
and he protected the Israelites,
yeah.
and he was a powerful God. Mm-hmm. She didn't have the grace story that we have.
Yeah.
So the fear of God in that situation was the beginning of wisdom, and it is the beginning of wisdom. Recognizing who God is, mm-hmm. is good. But when you do that, it needs to encompass who God is, righteous and just, yeah. and also who God is, loving and merciful. It's yeah. both and.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a reverent yeah. fear, not I am afraid of you. I'm going to run and hide from you.
Yeah.
Ephesians also talks about telling the truth mm-hmm. in love.
Yeah, it does.
So, okay, so then what this is saying is you're either turning to God or you're burning in hell. Mm-hmm. That's where the turn or burn.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's...
Yep.
The more you know.
Yeah.
The more you know.
I mean, not that it's not right, but the more you know.
The more you know. Now you know turnover theology.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, a few more here. So it is. The gospel is not that God loves you. He does, mm-hmm. but that is not the full gospel. Mm-hmm. And one verse in particular.
John 3:16. So this is the opposite of the point that we were just talking about.
Yeah.
So the Turner Burn theology just sees God as a righteous judge who is there to display his glory in his wrath.
Yeah.
And the world has taken John 3:16 and made it into a fluffy, God loves everything about everyone and everything is fine.
Right.
And you don't have to do anything. You just come to him and he'll welcome you as you are and you don't have to change. So John 3:16, everyone knows it. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life.
Yeah.
But if you continue on, and again, this goes to context that we're going to talk about next week. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Yeah. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe is condemned already, mm-hmm. because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment. The light has come into the world and people loved the darkness rather than the light because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come to the light lest his works should be exposed.
Yeah.
But whoever does what is true comes to the light so that it may be clearly seen that his works have been carried out in God. So when you read that full paragraph, in John, it gives the picture that, yes, God loves his creation and he wants to redeem and reconcile his people to him. Therefore, he gave his son that his wrath and justice might be satisfied, his perfect son. But if you just, God is good, and then you aren't accepting him as your savior and Lord, you're just saying, save me, but I'm not going to really recognize you as my Lord, then the heart behind it is not there. So it's both and that was my tangent.
Preach it, baby.
Can't add anything. That's good, Rach. Yeah.
I don't know if you guys felt the passion there, but man, it's like heating up in here. That was amazing. No, that was
good.
Just wait. Next week, context is my thing, man.
Oh, we know.
Because facts and logic are your thing. And
very true, very true.
You need context for that.
You do.
So
you do.
I love that.
You do.
thank you. Okay. So everyone got that right.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome.
Okay. The next one. The gospel is not our response to God. Faith and repentance are an important step of the Christian walk, but this in and of itself is not the gospel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mark 1:14-15. Now after John was arrested, Jesus came into Galilee proclaiming the gospel of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel."
Repent and believe. That's it. It's the repent part and believe.
Yeah, but that's not, like, that is what we should do.
Mm-hmm.
That is our response. And we respond one way or the other. Every human being responds
mm-hmm.
to follow or not to follow.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the two options. Either or. There is not a both and scenario there. There is not gray area. It is one or the other. And so, yes, our response is absolutely a part of the gospel. But our response is not the gospel. There's more to it than that.
Last one here. The gospel is not the new birth.
Mm-hmm.
John, we're back.
We're back in John.
We're back, John. John 3:3-8 mm-hmm. says, Jesus answered him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God."
You got this.
Nicodemus,
you got it,
said to him, "How can a man be born when he is old? How can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Hmm. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear its sound, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit.
Hmm. Good.
Yeah.
So that is part of the gospel. It is the result of our response to the gospel, but it is not the full gospel.
Yeah. And again, multiple things we just talked about are true.
Yeah. Biblical.
Yes, it's biblical. It's true. It's right. But it does not actually encompass what the gospel mm-hmm. is.
And some of them are aspects of the gospel. Mm-hmm. But it, again, to echo Jordan, it doesn't encompass the full gospel.
Yeah.
So what does?
Yeah. So many people will say things like Jordan said that are true about God or true things that are in the Bible, but they don't specify what the gospel truly is. It's amazing that you can walk around even in a church setting, you can go to people who've been Christians for years and you ask them what is the gospel and they cannot explain it to you. Mm-hmm. So what is it? The gospel is the beautiful good news of Jesus Christ. And we'll go to Luke 2:10. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." So that's the first part. So the gospel... The word gospel means good news. The gospel is a life-altering and encouraging event in our lives. It is the news that we can rest in, and it should cause us to respond in absolute worship to our Lord and Savior. So to give a full definition of what is the gospel, the gospel is the good news that God, as Jesus came down to live a human life, perfectly, that we could not live, fulfilling all righteousness, fulfilling the law, living in perfect harmony. And then he died for us. He took on our sin, becoming the sacrifice that we could not be, to satisfy the wrath and the judgment that is rightly ours for breaking the law of God. And then he died, and then on the third day, he rose again, defeating sin and death.
Yeah.
And going up into heaven, he sits at the right hand of the Father, interceding for us.
Interceding?
Yes.
What does that mean?
Interceding. think of it as a lawyer who is talking to a judge on behalf of his client.
Yeah.
He is daily talking and being in communion with the Lord, the Father, and being in between us and his wrath, essentially.
He's our mediator.
Yeah. So, mediator. So, when God looks at us, he doesn't see our filthy rags. He doesn't see our sin. He sees the righteous white robes of Jesus. So, that is what the gospel is. There's a lot of different verses that we can go to. A few that I want to highlight. Go to Galatians 2:20. "I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not nullify the grace of God, for if righteousness were through the law, then Christ died for no purpose." So the highlight of that, the gospel in that, is the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me.
Yeah.
And then we'll go to Acts 4:10-12. "Let it be known to all of you and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him, this man is standing before you well. This Jesus is the stone that was rejected by you, the builders, which has become the cornerstone. And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved."
Yeah.
So that's the early church. These are all fantastic verses.
Can I say my favorite?
Yeah, girl.
2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new generation has come. The old is gone. The new is here. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I love that verse.
Mm-hmm. It's so good.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah. We are new creations in Him. It's great. It's wild.
It's cool, but like you feel it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's cool. It's mm-hmm. weird. It's cool. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's I still amazing. Feel a little bit of imposter syndrome, but yeah. that's like...
That is... Everyone does. I mean, yeah. Paul said, I do what I don't want to do and I don't do what I want to do. Like, yeah. that is the battle that we all feel mm-hmm. because we are not worthy. And that is such a good feeling to have because it's if you feel like you've arrived,
yeah.
take a look in the mirror. Like, you have not.
Mm-hmm. No.
We can't do this without the Lord. We can't yeah. do this without the Holy Spirit.
No. Yeah. And a lot of times we can't even, like, consider Job. Like, he did all of the things, literally. He loved God, but then he thought so highly of himself
mm-hmm.
that he was saying true things about God, but then he was saying untrue things about himself. Like, I've done nothing wrong. And it's like, okay, I see where you're going. Like, this was absolute destruction to your life. Mm-hmm. And so, if you haven't read Job, read Job. But, like, you're not perfect.
Mm-hmm.
None of us are. And he was looking forward to the cross. We get to look back.
Mm-hmm.
So he trusted it would happen. We trust that it did.
Yeah.
And we're not perfect.
Yeah.
We cannot do it on our own. We can't even begin to try.
Yeah. Well, and we always, this is something that I've said before. I don't remember who to. But we judge others.
Mm-hmm.
by their actions. Mm-hmm. So, oh, they're bad. They're bad. They did this. They did this. Mm-hmm. And we judge ourselves by our intentions.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to make anybody hurt. Like, I didn't mean, I was doing this for this reason. We yeah. rationalize our sin because we don't want to think of ourselves as needing a savior when we do.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
True that.
Yeah.
Because you can see their actions. You can't see their intentions.
Exactly. But, and yeah. then in ours, it's, we rationalize our sin because we want to be right.
Yeah.
But
yeah. That just leads to more and more brokenness within yeah. a relationship. Yeah. Within friendships, familial relationships, romantic relationships, all of them. Coworkers. Man.
Yeah.
Broken.
You should coin that one.
I don't think I came up with it. I don't remember where I heard it, but I don't think I came up with it. I have very few original ideas.
That's not true. That's simply not
I just
true.
Read a lot.
Well, that's a good true. One.
Yeah. So the last thing on what is the gospel goes back to the first, because the word gospel mm-hmm. is just such a common, it's a common word in today's world, which is why I think it gets misconstrued so often.
Sure.
Yeah. Because, I mean, we think of, okay, the gospel of John. It's just like the book. It's mm-hmm. the book of John. But it is the good news according to John. So the word gospel is a translation of the Greek word euangelion and the Latin word evangelium. So both words translate to either good news or good telling. So in Greek, the word originally referred to a tip or reward given to a messenger who delivered good news. Yeah. So that is why when the angels came and were talking to the shepherds, they used a common word that the shepherds would have known from messengers coming back and forth.
Yeah.
So.
Can I expand on this?
No. Yeah. yeah.
Okay.
No, you're fun. Not allowed tangents. This, only I'm allowed this, tangents.
Okay. Okay. You're really good at them, though, to be fair. I, like, have to read my notes. You're just like, let me tell you everything in my mind. I'm like, well, I have my mind on the piece of paper. I'm just going to read from it. It was in my mind at one point. No, but this was really cool. I euangelion. So it is a compound word.
Mm-hmm.
Eu is means good. Mm-hmm. Angelion, announcement. So to go even further.
Wow, I feel like I'm in English class. This is awesome.
This is amazing.
Listen up, children.
This is what I live for.
So what kind of news, what kind of announcement? I wrote this down in my brain. The Old Testament Hebrew verb, bliser.
Oh,
did you hear that?
Like, I did. Like, look at you.
That was good.
I've been practicing.
Here we go.
Okay, I'm not going to do it again, though. So it's the Old Testament Hebrew verb, uh-huh. which means national news or royal announcement.
Stop
so it. There's then the Old Testament Hebrew noun, besora, means new ruler is in charge.
Okay.
So there's two different kind of announcements. Beser, is the national news or royal announcement. Besora isn't when you're announcing that there's a new ruler in charge.
Wow, that is amazing.
Cool, right?
I love that.
And then the word euangelion is the Greek New Testament translation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Of the gospel.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yes. Anyways, yeah. That was my...
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That tangent. I love that.
That was my take there. I thought that was fun.
That is so fun.
That is... Language is so rich.
Oh my gosh.
And we just butcher it.
I know. You said that yesterday when we were talking about... I don't remember what... I think we were on Job or something. And you were like, I love reading the words.
Yeah.
The definitions. Mm-hmm. Like what the word means as you're reading. Because in case nobody knew, Rachel means... Little lamb.
It does.
Rachel had a little... Rachel is a little lamb.
Yes, Rachel does mean little lamb. And but it Rachel, matches...
Are you a little lamb?
I am. It just matches my demeanor.
I thought we weren't going to lie on the podcast.
Sanctification is still needed. Again, like I said, we like to see ourselves a certain way.
Sure. Anyway.
So the last thing that I had on this is What is the Gospel by Greg Gilbert. So that is a really, really good reference if anyone wants to continue study into what is the gospel and get a little bit more background on what it means and how you can clearly depict it. Yeah. It's such a good book. Jordan and I read it many times. Well, I've read it once. I'm sure Jordan has read it many times, but...
A couple times.
Yeah,
but it is. It's so good. And one thing that I love, and I didn't even know this. So our church, I was a part of the children's ministry for a few years, and we always had these four words. And I was like, where did these come from? These are great. I love it. And so the four words are God, man, Jesus, response. And What is the Gospel by Greg Gilbert goes through those. He might say God, man, Christ, response, but it's just four words. You can remember four words. So like when someone asks you, what is the gospel? And you think of those four words, it can help lead you through it. And it's funny, I was listening to a podcast called Knowing Faith. Awesome. Love it. We'll put it in the show notes. But it was funny because it is a Bible teacher and two pastors. Mm. And so they're talking and one of them is like, okay, so what is the gospel? And then there was like 7 seconds of dead air. And these are professional Christians.
Wild.
And then they joked about it. They were like, oh my gosh, like I felt like I was under so much pressure. Like I don't want to say it wrong. Yeah. And how real is that?
It's real.
And so one of the things that is so important is that we practice it.
Mm-hmm.
When I lived in South Carolina, one of my favorite things that we did was practice telling each other the gospel. And at first it felt silly. It was like, I know you know the gospel. You know I know the gospel. So like... But, what else should we talk about?
But do we? Like, that's
right.
The thing.
Yeah. And like, we know it, but can we say it?
Mm-hmm.
And so if you have those four words and you start with God, because God created the heavens and the earth, He created everything. He created man and He created woman. He said it was good.
Yeah.
He created us to be in relationship with Him. And then man. Second word. Man just went and sinned.
Mm-hmm.
We just did it. And I love all of you. I really do. You would have done the same thing. So when you're like, oh, how could she? How could he? You would have to. Because we're sinful. And so we chose not to obey God. And so that created a separation because God cannot be in the presence of sin.
Yeah.
And so we needed something to restore our relationship. And so Jesus. Jesus came. Jesus came, put on human flesh, which is insane, and he lived a perfect life because we cannot do it.
Yeah.
We were never able to do it. We will never do it. He died a sacrificial death. He defeated sin and death, like you said. And he resurrected. Like, before he ascended, he's like, I'm going to leave you a helper because y'all need help, and we do.
Yeah.
And so we have the Holy Spirit. And so he gives us this gift. He says, come, follow me. And we say yes or we say no.
Yep.
And then we're not alone because we have the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So we have God, man, Jesus in response. And it's just helpful. And I love it. And I love that our church has those four words from the time these little tots are just rolling around.
Little babies.
And so they're just familiar with those words. How good is that?
Yeah, it's great.
Absolutely love it. Oh, man. I love the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
Another good resource is the Gospel Coalition.
Fantastic.
I love reading their articles, love looking into what they have to say.
Mm-hmm.
one of the things that they said, and this is a quote, is, as a believer in Jesus, I can know that on the cross, he was treated as if he'd lived my sinful life.
Woof.
Yeah. So that I might be treated as if I lived his righteous life.
Mm. Double woof.
I love that. Gracious. That is amazing. And it's, okay, I'm going back into definitions. Sure. So
of course
we mix up mercy and grace all the time.
Yes.
And those are two different thoughts. Mm-hmm. So mercy is not getting what you deserved.
Yeah.
Mercy is, you stole that. I'm not going to send you to jail.
Sure.
Grace is giving you something that you don't deserve. Mm-hmm. So grace is, okay, you stole this. I'm not only not going to send you to jail, I'm going to give you an inheritance.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. So we get mercy and grace. And people don't think about that. Mm-hmm. And it's just such a beautiful thing, because it's not just that we were wicked and so we're not getting punished. It's that he's clothing us in his righteous robes. Mm-hmm. Bah, beautiful.
Yeah. That is beautiful. And as people, as human beings, we were designed to be in relationship with God.
Yep.
We live our lives searching for our purpose, searching for our identity, searching for these things that if we read the Bible, and if we actually read the Bible, not just like spot check it every now and then, but read the Bible and see what God has for us, mm-hmm. we can see that. And if we turn to him, if our response is, yes, I'm going to follow you, you are going to be my Lord and Savior, mm-hmm. then that spot, that hole in our heart is filled with him.
Yeah.
And so, unfortunately, most of the time, instead of living for our Maker, we're living for ourselves. Me above everyone else. I remember growing up, I went to a camp and I don't know if it's like the creed or whatever, but like they would say, I am third. So like God, others than me. Mm-hmm. And it's like, let's worship God. Let's serve other people. And then let me make sure that I am right with God.
Right.
Like all of it goes together. But like, I think about myself last. Mm-hmm. And I love that. That's beautiful. Like if I am so focused on God, if I am praying, Lord, give me your eyes to see people.
Yeah.
Give me your heart to love people. Mm-hmm. And then I can turn to my neighbors and I can love them and I can serve them and I can do for them.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about myself a lot less.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, and that is what true humility actually is. Yeah. Humility is not thinking less of yourself. It is thinking of yourself less.
Yes.
It is just that.
Say it louder for the people in the back.
Yeah.
It's good. I love it.
You're also living out the first two commandments, mm-hmm. too. Which
love God, love others. Yeah.
Yeah.
A bit important.
So, you know, I love that order.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
I love this that you put on the show notes. The tentacles of sin have deformed our hearts and disordered our loves.
Yeah.
Ugh, I just love that, though.
Good. Whoa. Amazing. Yes.
Like,
it's true.
The way that
it's not just little. It bleeds into everything.
Well, and that's the thing. The way that you described that is like a word picture for what is actually happening. It's wrapping us up in something. And something, sometimes it can feel like, oh, cozy. But then you realize you're getting choked to death. Like, mm-hmm. the life is going from you, mm-hmm. because it is sin. And it has deformed our hearts and disordered our loves. Oh.
And tentacles, because there are many of them.
Yeah.
Also, this is from the Gospel Coalition. So it's not from Jordan.
Well
great job,
done.
Gospel Coalition.
You wrote it down so nicely.
Thank you.
I saw that and I was like, yes.
I probably did copy and paste it. Yeah. But man, I mean, and it's their Gospel Explained article, if anyone's interested. It's good.
Well, and then it continues, every one of us has rebelled by both nature and choice against the Lord of love.
What does that mean?
So glad you asked.
Yeah.
Okay. So
figured you liked that one.
People think often that I am a blank slate and I am good, and then I sin and I am bad. Mm. And that is not the nature of man. That is how nations crumble, because people assume that people are naturally good. But they are not taking into consideration that man is inherently fallen. Our nature is that of a sin nature. We are born in sin through Adam.
Yes.
And then redeemed through our second birth. yeah. in Christ, the second Adam.
God, and that is huge. Like, I think I've told both of you this before. I might have even said it on here. I was talking to someone who I love dearly, 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 a family member. And he was just talking about, he's asking great questions, interested in having conversations about God and religion and all of these things. And he said, I have a hard time believing that after someone lives a good life as a good person, doing good things, you know, like everyone's like, yeah, man, that guy's great, that he dies and goes to heaven. And God's so petty that he's like, it wasn't good enough. And I was like, oh, you don't understand sin.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, we have to understand our depravity, our fallen nature at its very foundation in order to fully understand, acknowledge, appreciate, and accept the gospel.
Yeah.
We have to.
I mean, both of you have nieces and nephews, and they are the most innocent. They are the most pure, but you do not have to teach that child to lie. You do not have to teach that child to steal the toy from their sibling.
Yeah.
Because we are selfish.
Yeah.
And we want to protect ourselves first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One of the first things.
And they are more innocent and more pure than any adult. Mm-hmm. So.
And frankly, what child is not dishonoring their mother and father?
Oh, would love to know.
Like, they come out the womb dishonoring their mother and father.
They sure do.
Think about Jesus' siblings. Yeah. Gosh. Because he was the one that was only ever honoring.
Oh, gosh.
Like, do you think Mary was ever like, could you just be more like Jesus? And like, we should be, but think about it in a sibling. Think about your sibling. But it is interesting to think about. Anyways, we also have to remember our sin, first and foremost, is against God.
Amen.
We can sin against people, but our sin is against God. So primarily, that's where it starts. And so we see this in scripture, and it's just important to consider. So Genesis 39:9. It says, he is not greater in this house than I am, nor has he kept back anything from me except you, because you're his wife. Mm-hmm. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? And then Luke.
Well, first give the context of that story. So that is Joseph talking to Potiphar's wife, who is attempting to seduce him. So he is saying, how can I do this?
And like, she's coming after him.
Yeah.
Day
yeah.
after day.
Yep. So just context.
Yeah. Okay. And then Luke. Luke 15:21 says, and the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. And how amazing is that? Like, just the acknowledgement, like, hey, I acknowledge that it is both. Because I think that a lot of the time, at least for me, I'm like, man, I hurt someone's feelings.
Yeah.
Like, man, I need to apologize to that person. And I very quickly forget, because I don't see him visually. I have sinned against God.
Yep.
And so, you know, we all have times where we feel convicted and we need to call someone and we need to apologize and we need to repent of our sin. But like, talk to God first.
Yeah.
Like, God, I just sinned against your son. I just sinned against your daughter. And I am so sorry. Help me to truly, truly repent, truly grieve this, apologize to them, humble myself.
Yeah.
And go to them and do that. And then.
This is my favorite one.
What?
What you're about to read.
Oh, yeah. It's. I'll let you talk about it then. Okay. So in 2 Samuel. You're so excited. It's great. 2 Samuel 12:13, it says, David said to Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord. And Nathan said to David, the Lord also has put away your sin. You shall not die. Tell us about it, Rach.
So he is saying that he sinned against the Lord. And this is after he has taken the wife of Uriah to bed and then sent Uriah to the front lines to essentially get murdered.
Yeah.
Like,
he tried to cover up his own sin.
He did. But, and the thing is, we think, oh, he sinned against Bathsheba. He sinned against Uriah. I almost said Mariah. Uriah.
I heard. I'm Potiphar's wife. Yeah. She's Mariah's apparently.
Well, Uriah.
I know.
Was a good guy.
I know.
Potiphar's wife wasn't.
Moving on.
Anyway, So those things, like, we naturally think, oh, I've sinned against these people. David's first thought, David's first thought was, I have sinned against my Lord.
Yeah, let's camp there for a second.
Yeah.
Think about your first thought when someone does something against you.
Yeah.
Or your first thought when something unfair happens. Like, it wasn't even anyone's fault. Mm-hmm. But, like, I like to consider my first thought and my God thought. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I talk to kids about as a school counselor is, like, you're in control of you.
Yeah.
And so consider what you are doing.
Yeah.
Consider what you are thinking, what you are saying. And so the first thought that comes into my head, it might not be honoring to God.
Oh, it's not. Mine's not.
It might not be helpful, honestly. No. And so you have the ability to take that thought captive and replace it with a God thought and act off of that. But it's a choice. Mm-hmm. It's a choice that we have to make.
No. My first thought is, most of the time, how dare they?
Oh, yeah.
How dare they? Mm-hmm. And it's because I have a misplaced value on my own worth. Mm-hmm. I am worthy because Christ died for me. I am not great of my own accord.
Yeah.
And when I think, how dare they, it's because it's me and how dare they.
Yeah.
But I like the God thought.
Yeah. Consider the garden. I mean, sin is relational.
Mm-hmm.
It is. Like, when you look at Adam and Eve and the first time that they sinned, they gave into the thought that God had kept something good for them or deceived them. One question. Did God really say?
The ultimate.
Did God really say? Just that little seed of doubt from the enemy, and they disobeyed God.
Yeah.
That's all it took. That is all that it took. And it is something that we still see every day.
Oh, yeah.
And so from the Garden of Eden to Revelation and everything in between, we are seeing all of this. We're seeing creation, fall, redemption, and restoration over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And it is beautiful and miraculous and astonishing that God would give us his word so that we can know him, so that we can understand the gospel and then take it to people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the whole point of this, is hopefully someone somewhere listens to this and starts asking questions about God and then gets to know him.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. So good.
Yeah.
So do we want to recap in one or two sentences, what is the gospel? And we'll end on that.
Yes, I do. Yes, I love that. But you had written this down and I had read it before and I was like, I don't know what that means. And you had said it and you did say it, but I felt like I wanted you to use the words when you said sin is more vertical than horizontal.
Because
I read that and I was like, okay, those are directions. I'm not sure what
they
that
are
means. You already touched on what that is, but I like that.
Yeah, it is good. So sin is more vertical, sinning against God, than horizontal, sinning against man.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you consider a graph and the horizontal lines and the vertical, well, that's vertical, vertical lines and horizontal lines, like, we are sinning against God first and man second.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I am doing against God, I mean, every decision that we make, every action has a consequence. Every decision has a consequence. Could be good, could be bad, right?
Yeah.
And so every time I sin, it is against God.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just sin within myself
mm-hmm.
and it's not affecting people around me outright.
Right.
Right. But then other times I am sinning and it is against God, but it is negatively affecting the people around me.
Yeah.
And so it can be both vertical and horizontal.
Yeah.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I just liked that.
Yeah.
So this might not just wrap up what the gospel is, but I feel like this is important enough to just kind of like end on, in a sense of this good news, the gospel is, it's not easy to believe.
Oh, yeah.
Quite frankly, it's pretty nuts. Like, you start reading it and it's hard not to question it. And I think it's a good thing to question it, even as, you know, no matter what, you should always be questioning, not in the sense of whether it's true or not, but in the sense of, like,
asking questions.
Yeah.
Seeking wisdom.
Yes. But when you first dive into it, It's like, what are you weirdos doing?
Yeah.
But when you start hearing people tell the story of Jesus and then you start living like he is the king of the world, that is when this good news becomes the best news you have ever heard.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes it takes time and love and open-mindedness and a lot of things to get there.
Yeah.
And first it takes the Holy Spirit. Like,
yes.
It is our job to spread this news. Our literal job. That is why we are here.
Yes.
But it is not our responsibility for salvation to happen.
Correct. Yep.
Yes.
We are to be used by God how he chooses to use us, when he chooses to use us, and for who he chooses to use us.
Yeah.
First, God seeks us. We never seek him first. And so you might have people that you know at home or in your life or in your office or at your school, wherever, who don't know God. And so you can pray, God, use me. But soften their heart, soften their heart towards you, soften their heart towards the gospel so that me living for you looks different and it intrigues them.
Yeah.
It brings them in. It brings them to the point where they are considering, what does she have or what does he have that I don't have?
Yeah.
Blind them with that light.
Mm-hmm.
Blind them with that light, girl.
Absolutely.
I want to read a verse. That talks to the fact that what you were talking about, where we love because he first loved us. 1 John 4:19 actually says, it's in the man-made heading that we have in our Bibles, it is talking about how God is love.
Mm-hmm.
And the verse says, we love because he first loved us. So like Jordan says, we do not initiate, we do not chase God because no one would. But we love because he first loved us.
I love those man-made topics.
I know. I do too.
In the Bible.
It's helpful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know they were man-made, to be honest.
Yeah.
But I guess that makes sense why the Bible app doesn't read them. And
yeah.
And I'm like, oh, well, yeah. This is good.
Well, yeah, because like, so like these are
helps
like.
Us with outlining.
Yeah.
Understanding.
These are letters. So they're just writing it as a letter. They're not putting verses on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So as we wrap up, in one or two sentences, say what the gospel is.
Yeah. So our four words, God, man, Jesus response. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And so we see that he created the heavens and the earth, that we sinned, that he sent Jesus to restore our relationship with him because he loved us so much. And then we have the option to respond, yes, I'm going to follow you. I am going to seek you with my whole heart. And live in faith for the rest of our lives.
Mm. Oh, beautiful. All right. So thank y'all so much for listening to Gather to Scatter. Mm-hmm. So next week we will talk about context and why it is important when we approach scripture.
Yeah.
You can find us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Just search Gather to Scatter and subscribe, like, and follow below.
Yay.
Thanks, guys.
See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.